Беремо Бхагавад-гита Кришна е. Кришна е. Some devotees say that некоторые бхакти правят, да, словенщина е зело very fortunate. Срещна. Да има Кришна у беседи Кришна. Krishna, to Dev. That's any Krishna. Okay. Deseto poglavje, Veličasti Absoluta, verse 18. Vistarenatmano yogam Vibhutim chajanardana Bhuyakathaya triptirhi, Shinvato nasti memritam, Shinvato nasti memritam. Vistarena, podrobno, Atmanaha, tvojo, yogam, mistično moč, Vibhutim, pojavne oblike, ča tudi, džana ardana,
o ubijalec ateistov, Hare Krishna.
That's what it says here. Bhuya, znova, kadhaya, opiši, tripti, zadovoljstvo. Hi, vsekakor. Šinvata, ko poslušam. Na asti, ni. Me, moje. Amritam, nektar. Nektar ali nektar? Nektar. Ok. O, Janardana, znova te prosim, da mi... I think we speak the same language here, right? Or you are... Oh, yeah, but... because they need for the... correct. Janardana, znova te prosim, da mi podrobno opišeš mistično moč svojih pojavnih oblik. Nikoli se ne zasitim poslušanja o tebi. Kaj ti bolj ko poslušam, bolj si želim okušati nektar tvojih besed. Komentar. Rišiji iz Najmišaranje s Šaunakom na čelu so se obrnili na Sudo Gosvamija s podobnimi besedami. Vajam to navi tri pjama u tamašloka vikrame ja činvaram rasa gyanam svadu svadu pade pade. Kdor posluša pripovedi o transcendentalnih zabavah Krišne, katerega slavijo čudovite molitve, se nikdar ne zasiti, če tudi posluša neprestano.
Sounds very good. Sometimes there is something tasty, but something tasty, but the size of our untrained stomach sets a limit. Of course, bhaktas are very trained. We train big capacity. We have to, but you cannot miss a single training. If you miss one day, then it becomes small. But in ears, a lot can come, enter.
Se nikdar ne zasiti, če tudi posluša neprestano. Tisti, ki so vzpostavili transcendentalen odnos s Krišno, na vsakem koraku uživajo v opisih gospodovih zabav. To je bil vers Srimad Bhagavatam 1.1.19. Arjuna bi torej rad poslušal o Krišni in predvsem o tem, kako je Krišna vsepreženajoči, vsevišnji gospod. Vsaka pripoved ali izjava o Krišni je kakor amritam, nektar. Ta nektar lahko ukusi vsakdo.
Hare Krishna.
Good news. Oh. Easy. Okay.
Thanks God. Vsakdo. Okay. Posvetnih zgodb. Posvetnih zgodb, romanov in pripovedi se naveličamo. Pripovedi o transcendentalnih zabavah Gospoda Krišne pa so drugačne, saj jih lahko poslušamo ne prenehoma. Zato so spisi, ki opisujejo zgodovino univerzuma, polni zgodb o zabavah gospodovih inkarnacij. Purane zgodovinske pripovedi o preteklih dobah govorijo o zabavah raznih gospodovih inkarnacij, zato so zmeraj sveže, tudi če jih beremo znova in znova. Rodil sem se v temi najgloblje nevednosti, duhovni učitelj pa mi zasvetli oči z baklo znanja, zato se mu spoštljivo priklanjam. Oči, ne, razsvetlili z baklo oči, izgleda nevarno, ne? Vanja kalpatarubhyascha kripa sindhubhyeva cha padinanam pavanevyo vaishnavevyo namo namaha. Vaishnave, gospodovi bhakte, so kakor drevesa žela, saj lahko izpolnijo želi vsakogar. Polni so osmiljena dopadlih duš, kot oceani, zato se jim spoštljivo priklanjam. Tam Šrimad Krišna, Šri Čaitanja Padambodža, Madhupebhyo namo namaha, katanchidashaya desham shapitat ganda bhagavat. My humble obeisances to devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because you are honeybees, drinking honey from the lotus of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's feet. Because even a dog taking shelter of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's devotees will get part of that honey. Yasya prasadadagyapi sadhya sarvagyatam rajatsa Sri Chaitanya devame bhagavan samprasidatu. May Chaitanya Mahaprabhu be merciful unto us. By his grace, a complete fool can get all knowledge in 1 second. Arjuna has taste and he wants to drink nectar, and by his grace, we can get this nectar also. And Srila Prabhupada says that every other taste becomes boring. And here, Srila Prabhupada says, modern stories, fiction and histories are different from the transcendental pastimes of the Lord, in that one will tire of hearing mundane stories, but one never tires of hearing about Krishna. So when preparing for the class, I felt a little awkward, embarrassed, because I'm embarrassed to say, but I do have interest for stories, fiction, and histories. So I thought, how will I speak about this if it says that you get tired and I'm not tired? But then, Krishna helped, because just exactly 1 year ago, four years ago, yeah, here in Ljubljana, I saw a quote from Srila Gopal Krishna Maharaj, who is speaking about Prahladananda Maharaj, who was not here at that time, but he says that, just see, if you do like Prahladananda Maharaj, who reads at least 10 verses of the Gita every day, and then, since he joined, he has read the Bhagavad Gita, at least 160 times. By today, since this last 4 years, it's probably more than 200 times. So, people may like some mundane modern fiction and stories, like what was that? The Tolkien Lord of the Rings, or Harry Potter. Yeah, but how many times can you read them? Maybe 2, maybe 5. Some people maybe 10 times. Okay, somebody 12. I don't know. If you make big breaks. But 200? Never. Whereas the Bhagavad Gita, you can see, we have many people who read hundreds of times the Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, hundreds of times. And they keep reading. They are not getting tired. On the contrary, every time we get together and we find something new. It's alive. This is a living book. These are living words, living conversation with Krishna. Living conversation with Krishna. So this is very different. Very different. So Arjuna here shares his taste, and he says so many sweet words here. Please tell me more and more. Please tell me more and more. And Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur adds, he says, but I've told you, I'm the source of everything. That's it. What else? I'm the source of everything. That's it. He says, no, I want to hear more. Why do you want to hear? Because it's like nectar. I cannot become satiated. So I want to hear more and more, drink more and more. He says, Arjuna, they drink nectar with the tongue. But are you saying that you're drinking nectar with the ears? He says, yes, my ears are like tongues. I taste the sweet taste of your katha with my ears. So this is the first manifestation of your spiritualized bodies. In a spiritualized body, we know that we offer Krishna something. Prabhupada says we make din, 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 and please eat it. And Krishna hears and eats. We say idam naivedyam, this offering, eat. And he hears idam naivedyam and he eats. Usually he kindly leaves most of it, but already as prasad. But sometimes he eats completely. As once Mukunda came to Jagannath Puri, to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he showed his son, Raghunandan, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, I can't figure out, because you both show respect to each other. Who is the father, who is the son? And Mukunda, the father, says, showing at his son Mukunda, Raghunandan, says, he's my father. Says, how so? It's because once I went on a journey and he stayed home, and as a little boy, he forced Krishna to eat. Well, how forced? I mean, he with his love. So until today, you still have that laddu, piece of laddu in, I forgot the name of this village. Sometimes we go to that village. Something. I always forget this village. So sometimes he eats. You can find one day, prepare, collect gulab jamuns and nice laddus, and maybe there will be some ice cream from Lalit Govinda Prabhu's recipe and surabi machine, and you take some pujari and say, Prabhu, someone who's been serving Panchatattva for a long time, and you can say, Prabhu, do you have some stories? Did Krishna eat something? Or, and there are so many stories. Every pujari has some stories. They don't often reveal these stories, because this is secret, it's confidential, because it's a relationship between Krishna and devotees. But every pujari who's been serving Krishna for a long time has personal experience of something happening. Sometimes Korshnas, in the BBT, the pujari was saying he was putting the necklaces on Radha and Gandharvika Giridhari. And then in the morning they were knotted together. They were intertwined. And he couldn't, it took him a long time to untangle them. Or one time an earring fell. I forgot Gandharika Giridhari. And he couldn't find. He was searching and searching and searching. And then he found it on the other side of the wall in the kitchen. So for some reason, so many things that are hard to explain. Some things you can explain. Somehow I like this story from one of my friends said that they were in one of those heavy countries. It's in Uzbekistan, Tashkent. So he says in the early days they were worshipping Gornitai and somebody brought them some pickled or marinated, or how you call it, cabbage. How you call it? Cabbage with... Yeah, kislozelie, nekaj tak, yeah. And they didn't know, can they offer or not? Because on one hand it's a preserve, so you don't offer. On the other hand, well, maybe from devotees, and maybe they don't have much of other things to offer. So they decided, okay, they will put the main thing on a tray, and this cabbage they will put on a separate little plate nearby. And then humbly they will say, Krishna, we are very sorry. You please take this prasadam and this cabbage. If it's okay, you please take. And if it's not okay, then you leave. Don't take it. And then they put it on the altar, offered. And as soon as they went out of the altar, they hear smack. So then they look, everything is on the altar, but this cabbage is on the floor. How did it fit? Again, so these are some of the things that maybe they have some explanation, but so Raghunandan accepted, offered prasadam in such a way that Krishna accepted, and Krishna can accept through his ears, through his eyes, just by looking, he accepts, and you are developing part of such spiritual senses because you hopefully can taste with your ears. You can taste with your ears. Hopefully. Can you taste with your ears? Also with your eyes. You can taste. I don't know. Once we went from Vrindavan, I think it was Rathayatra in New Delhi. And on the way back, I fell asleep in the bus. And when I woke up, I looked out in the window, and what I saw tasted sweet to the eyes. So then I knew, oh, we are back in Vrindavan. Because you're looking and it's sweet. Just some, you know, walls, buildings, maybe one or two trees. And it was sweet. And in true, it was Vrindavan. And it was sweet. So you can sometimes feel this taste. So Krishna says, Arjuna, you feel taste with your ears? And Arjuna says, yes, I feel taste with my ears, and I cannot have enough. I cannot have enough. I want to hear more and more. Same with the Bhagavatam. Same with the Puranas. And for many, many years and decades, we can go again and again. And it becomes only deeper and tastier. So, what is taste? So in Sanskrit, for taste, which we have several words, but which word do we use? Ruchi. Yes. And taste, a taste in a relationship with Krishna. How do we call it? Rasa. Yes. So we have 12 rasas, the nectar of devotion, bhakti, rasa, amrita, sindhu, the ocean of nectarian rasas. Prabhupada, in preface, says something super sweet. He says, the basic principle of the living condition. It's actually quite my friend hates when I repeat human condition is nasty, miserable, and violent. He says, come on, stop it. You know, don't say it. But Prabhupada says, the basic principle of living, of the living condition, is that we have a general propensity to love someone. No one can live without loving someone else. This propensity is present in every living being. Even an animal like a tiger has this loving propensity.
Hare Krishna.
So if you're alive, you have love. But we're not fully alive. So how do we become fully alive? We need to establish rasa with Krishna. And the recipe, there is a recipe for the rasa, how to establish rasa with Krishna. There are five ingredients. So cooking book of recipes is called Rasa Shastra also. Rasa Shastra. And the rasa with Krishna has five ingredients. And some of them, you know, like hair standing on end. There are eight bodily transformations. Out of these eight, I sometimes can manifest only one. It's sweating. Another one is crying. So I don't know about you. I need a piece of chili to manifest this one or something. But this is bodily transformation. There is four more. We know that there is sthayi bhav, steady relationship with Krishna, like friendship, conjugal relationship, or amorous love, and there is fatherly or parental love. So five rasas with Krishna. So this is sthayi bhav. Then there are three more. There is vibhava. They're all bhavas. Vibhava, anubhava, and sanchari bhava. Sanchari bhava, this is such a good topic, but it's very difficult to translate on the fly. Is it going to be long to open Chaitanya Charitamrita? Huh?
I don't know.
I also don't know. Yes. This is Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya 14.167. Which languages do we have? Croatian is not there. Okay. Actually, I think, we can put it
here. And we have the paper? No, Croatian. Oh, maybe.
Anyway, Bhaktivatsala Nitai, you have to connect to Krishna and get extra power and translate. Yes. So this is Madhya, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya 14.167. This is about Ratha Yatra. Awesome. This is our material condition. Thank you. So, there are 33 sanchari or vyabhichari bhavas. These are like small spices or waves of ecstasy in rasa, in the recipe of rasa. So they are the 33 vyabhichari bhavas in ecstatic love are as follows. One, yeah, madhya, 14. And 167. Wow, that's good. First, 167. 6767, yeah. Yes, here. And the pervert. Yes. Good, very good. Thank you. So, number one, Nirveda, indifference. Indifference, or like losing taste. Two, Vishada, moroseness. Moroseness. Three, Dainya, meekness or humility. Four, Glani, a feeling that one is in a faulty position. Oh, I'm guilty. Oh, I made mistakes. Five, Shrama, fatigue, tiredness. Six, Mada, madness. Seven, Garva, pride. Eight, Shanka, doubt. Nine, Trasa, shock, that means fear. So, big, great fear. Ten, Avega, intense emotion, or urge. 11, Unmada, craziness. 12, Apasmara, forgetfulness. 13, Vyadhi, disease. 14, Moha, bewilderment, or confusion. 15, Mriti, death. 16, Alasya, laziness. 17, Jadya, invalidity, not being able to do anything. 18, Vrida, shame. 19, Avahita, concealment. We are hiding something. 20, Smriti, remembrance. 21, Vitarka, argument. Like arguing. 22, Chinta, contemplation. 23, Mati, attention. 24, Dhriti, forbearance or tolerance. 25, Harsha, jubilation. Jubilation. This is the word we said we need to add to the Slovenian language. It's like great joy. Yeah. We have something. We had some word. Somebody. Sorry. Kako? But this great. Znesenost. Okay. 26, Autsukya, eagerness. 27, Augria, violence. 28, Amarsha, anger. 29, Asuya, jealousy. 30, Chapalya, impudence. That means shamelessness. 31, Nidra, sleep. 32, Supti, deep sleep. And 33, Prabodha, awakening. I've sent it to my mentor, and he said, "My God, I'm always in ecstasy." So next time you feel tired, you just have to know this is ecstasy number 5. You feel lazy, that's ecstasy number 16. You feel sleepy, that's ecstasy number 31. So you just need to know the proper number. So, Prabhu, this is ecstasy number 16. You don't understand. This is. Yeah. Prabhu, you should be more humble. No, Prabhu, this is ecstasy number 7, garva, pride. Yes. So you can see there is so much variety in the spiritual world. These are all like different spices. You can see most of them are even negative. And then there is Anubhava. Anubhava is actions you do when you feel ecstasy. So like you dance, you talk, you listen to something, you ask questions. So until we have love, this is our sadhana. Until we develop love for Krishna, we do them as sadhana. And after we have love, then they become natural anubhava. They follow our ecstasy. But all of them are based on vibhava. So some devotees are saying that our whole sadhana is meant to establish proper vibhava platform for rasa. So this means ashraya and vishaya, that I am the vessel, the container, the giver of loving service, and Krishna is the object. In the material world, we think, no, I'm the object, you give me. But in the spiritual world, we want to give to Krishna. We want to give to Krishna. So then, to experience taste, we are supposed to do everything we do for Krishna. So basically establish, set that Krishna is the my worshipable object. I do this to make Krishna happy, to please Krishna. To please Krishna and his devotees and spiritual masters, my spiritual masters, Srila Prabhupada, Guru Parampara. So I'm doing this for Krishna's pleasure. So then we start the proper flow. So we uncover. So there is a fountain of love in your heart. So it just got clogged a little bit, you know, just got a little blocked. So we are trying to offer to Krishna, and then it begins to flow more and more. And then we feel more and more taste. So we try to hear for Krishna. We try to speak for Krishna. We try to walk. So here, near the temple, this is very auspicious. If you walk near the temple, it can be counted as parikrama. Yes? And when you sleep, you can think that, okay, which side is Sri Panchatattva? And then you can think, okay, let it be my offering of respect to the Panchatattva this way. Or a picture, if you're at home. You can try to offer all the actions to Krishna. So you can see, the previous verses were speaking about how to see Krishna around us in this world. And this verse, Arjuna switches to the loving execution of devotional service, of bhakti. So, by Srila Prabhupada's grace, by Srila Prabhupada's mercy, we have so many books, we have so many different discussions, katha, there are audio books, we can listen around the world. You can see that Prabhupada has started, I don't even know how to call it, it's like, you know, when you see a big river, you know, sometimes you see a small spring, and then there is more and more and more, and then it becomes like a Ganga, like big river. So Prabhupada has started at like 100 Gangas of katha. So on just open YouTube or something, and there is katha from all around the world. So many different speakers speaking about Krishna. So we can try to use the blessings, accept the blessings of Srila Prabhupada and Guru Parampara, and try to do this for Krishna's pleasure. And then maybe our ears will develop more and more taste, and then you will have honey ears. You will taste honey with your ears and with your eyes and all the time. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, thank you very much. Any comments, questions? Or practical suggestions. You can always go to tiny.cc/sp108. Srila Prabhupada, SP108. And our Shikshastaka Prabhu has already created hundreds of audio books. All the books of Srila Prabhupada and many other many other Vaishnavas. You can listen. Yeah, many many nice books to drink the nectar of Krishna Katha. Arugai Prabhu? Questions is devotional service process number 5. Sadharma Pritcha. Asking about Sadharma.
You could be a singer also when you sing, like spiritual world opens up.
Sure, of course. maybe tomorrow I'll drop by the opera.
Really, I saw Krishna. No?
Husband, do they need a singer? maybe some postmodern production.
Very nice. My question is: you were mentioning this introduction to Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu basic symptom of living condition, human living condition is having love. We experience that in somehow twisted form, reflected
in this material world.
In this material world, yeah. How do we experience, what kind of emotion do we experience towards people in general? Probably when we develop love of Krishna, we kind of lose this tendency to direct love towards some specific human being or living being, to some specific object, but we gain some love for the whole existence, for all human beings. If you can comment, how is that? How can we know that we love Krishna by having proper emotion towards living being? How can we? What symptoms are there?
Yeah.
If you can.
In our BBT temple, we had Gopi Parandana Prabhu living for many years, and one devotee who had a son, he was saying, why can't I love my son as Krishna? He's also, okay, I can love him as my son, that's the best, that's naturally, that's expected. But I can also love him because he is Krishna, also some little particle of Krishna. He's a particle of Krishna. So when I love my son, that's also love for Krishna. Which is certainly good and appropriate and well, but he sort of argued that that's all that's required. So Gopi Parandana Prabhu said something interesting. He said, sure, yes. If at the same time you must understand that if you love your son as Krishna's manifestation, then you will love every living entity, and every all the children, because they are all Krishna's manifestations, right? So, when you single out your son, then it means you have some separate, special relationship with him. So you're loving him as your son, not as Krishna's manifestation. Which is fine. It's not to say that we shouldn't love our children, because often there was time when in our society devotees thought we should not love our children, or we should create some kind of a concentration camp for our children, right? It didn't work out well. It didn't help them love Krishna at all. So, yeah, we should love all the Prabhupada says, affection for family members are natural objects of affection. So that's one thing, but we shouldn't think that this is love for Krishna. So when we deepen our, when we uncover our natural affection for Krishna, then we will be more and more kind to all the living entities. To all the living entities. So Prabhupada says, for a devotee there is no need to pursue non-violence outside of Krishna consciousness, because a devotee naturally, for example, stops eating meat. It's very natural. So when we deepen our natural love for Krishna, then we will have more and more kindness and goodwill to all the living entities in all the bodies. In the ninth chapter, Prabhupada says that everybody is Krishna's temple. So he's 3:29:22. Lord Kapiladev says that if somebody worships me but neglects my presence in the heart of living entities, then his worship is like offering sacrificial oblations not into the fire but into ash. Kapiladeva, 3:29:22.
When this satisfaction comes, or when we are miserable, dissatisfied with ourselves, and then we have a natural tendency to be envious and hateful toward other living beings, so probably this question is asked a lot, but now it came. So how, when dissatisfaction, when we are dissatisfied and feel that it's kind of unjust, and we try to project the guilt automatically to someone else, and one devotee was saying, I was Krishna conscious, I was connected, but now this he is disturbing my super Krishna consciousness. Like, I mean, it can come to such concoctions. So how to preserve that on some level, that attitude toward living beings, when we are really dissatisfied or something? How to continue?
Easy. Become satisfied.
In Krishna consciousness.
Satisfaction is also a practice. In yoga, it's one of the rules. So rule number 1, 2, 2.
Niyama, santosha, be satisfied.
So it's a practice. Oh, sorry, I'm making it as a joke, but... And it's an austerity of the mind, yes. So basically, it's a practice. We need to find some process, some method. How can I be satisfied with the situation? So how do we do this? We have to balance our life. Krishna says, yukta hara viharas, yukta chashtava bodhasya, yoga bhavati dukkaha. If for somebody who is balanced, who is properly balanced in four areas, what are the four areas, Krishna says?
Work,
sleeping, recreation, and eating. Yes. So not too much, not too little. Not too much, not too little. So when you become when you find that proper golden mean, golden middle, then Krishna says yoga removes all miseries. So this is one thing. Organize our life in general, right? Then, once we organized these four areas, and the other things, we can develop gratitude. We can try to see everything as Krishna's mercy. We try to meditate on everybody as Krishna's agent or Krishna's temple. so that it helps us to be reasonably satisfied and say, yeah, I am satisfied, okay. And then somehow it gradually, through practice, can develop into an actual feeling of some relative satisfaction. It's the sign of sattva-gun, goodness. It's the sign of maybe nishta, being having overcome the anarthas, overcoming the unwanted qualities in our heart. And then we become satisfied more and more, and then it's easier to not feel bad, ill will to others. We can also just again clench our teeth and say, I wish them all well, may they be happy. Yes, chant the prayers of Prahlad Maharaj. And yes. Because Bhagavatam, what is this, 9.16.15, it says, Yada nakurute bhavam sarvabhuteshu mangalam samadrishte tada pumsa sarva sukhamaya disha. When you do not have ill will, do not wish bad to anybody. You do not wish bad. Do not wish anything bad unto anyone. Then all the directions in the world become full of happiness for you. You look this side, happy. You look that side, happy. You look that side, happy. You look this side, you're happy. Sarva sukhamaya disha. All the directions in the world become happy. And this is right before Krishna Lila. This verse we have before Krishna Lila and after Krishna Lila. Before the 10th canto and after the 10th canto. So this is important training. Thank you. It's an important question. It's an important pursuit. And it's an important practice. In general, you know, human condition again, you know, the human condition. It's so hard to find some level where people can just, you know, on one hand, not too miserable, so that they can function, and not be too complacent, too happy with what they have, so that they again do nothing. So some proper middle ground, so that they can be productive in the material world, and productive in the spiritual life. So, to be able to maintain our existence here, but also practice Krishna consciousness and develop perfect Krishna consciousness, develop our taste for serving Krishna, recover our connection, eternal connection with Krishna, our eternal relationship with Krishna, so that we can go back to our village. What is our village? It's Vrindavan. With nice milk and nice pastures, and with Krishna, who knows so many nice games. And he can go for islet with the cows and Krishna, and play and eat palachinkas, and I don't know, pizza is controversial. But I'm sure he has pizzas too. Maybe they are called something else, but... And we can happily chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And there is infinite number of fun games there. Hare Krishna.